Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of the weekly Art and Culture programme. You're listening to Dahab and a wonderful track, really beautiful that was. We just wanted to keep on playing it there. It's called Nueva and it's from their second album, Kabila. And we're joined online actually now by Sherif Maghrabi of Dahab to tell us more about the wonderful group and the fact that they are going to be performing at the Fridge Concert Series. Sherif, welcome to the program. I feel like I should be whispering. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. So you like it?
Absolutely love it. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. I just kept on playing it there. I thought, well, I must bring Sherif in because he's hanging there on the line, desperate to talk to us about his music. Thank you so much for joining us, Sherif. Dahab, I'm going to go straight back to the beginning and then we'll come back around to the music and the track that we just heard. I love the name. I'd love you to tell our listeners how the name came about and why.
Okay, so Dahab. Normally, when somebody hears that name, they associate it with gold. Yes, which is the translation. That's okay for us, but actually, Dahab is the name of a Bedouin village that's located in Sinai, and Sinai is we like to refer to it as our spiritual home, if you will. Mm. It's a place that's, you know, steeped in, history and tradition and culture. And we go there, you know. I mean, we used to go there when we were younger, even before the group formed. And we go there just to kind of go back to nature and write and compose our music. Mm-hmm. And it's a place that really has inspired us tremendously, and it is a kind of a theme throughout our music, both our albums, whether it's the name of our first album, Spirit of Sinai, the name of the band, Dahab is that Bedouin village, the name of the song that you just heard, Nueva, is an area within Sinai, and even the name Kabila is Arabic for the word tribe, which is the tribal nature of the, you know, the Bedouins and so on in Sinai. Mm-hmm. And also the band is a force, sort of a tribe, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, thank you for explaining that. It's lovely. It puts it all into context now. But Dahab, the group, has just been doing phenomenally well, hasn't it? I mean, I believe you started around 2004 as a response to a need by the Dubai International Jazz Festival for an acoustic cover band. But
yes.
Since then, you've recorded two albums. You mentioned two full-length albums. You've expanded as well to a five-piece band, and you've played
yes.
all over the region, Dubai, of course, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, and other places as well. It seems like it's been an incredible journey for you all.
And I think we're all very, very grateful for a lot of reasons. I mean, when we first started the band, it was like a response to creating this acoustic cover band. But all of us as musicians have always been interested in expressing our own, thoughts about music and so on. So I think that that kind of just was an impetus for us to kind of say, okay, let's go away from these covers, which is easy to do if you think about it.
Mm.
You can reinterpret it and maybe just add a little bit of your own personality as a band. But I think it's a challenge to really create a unique sound that people kind of appreciate and react to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been lucky because, I think it's like having a mission statement, and you stick to that mission statement. So from the onset, our mission statement was that we are an acoustic band, so you're not going to hear us wailing away on Fender Stratocasters, which we miss, I won't deny that. But, they always used to say that playing less is a lot harder than playing more. And one of the things that we try to do is we try to leave a lot of spaces in our music. We try to create that dynamic, the interplay between the different musicians. We try to have a very stripped down approach, very organic. And at the same time, we are kind of influenced by different genres of music. So we've managed to create this kind of unique sound that people, when they listen to it, they're like, "What is this?" And how is this coming about?
Mm.
Yeah, and with regards to being playing, you know, on the scene over the past 8 years. Yeah, it's been quite an interesting journey. It's been an evolution and a progression, and you know, we've learned a lot, and we've gotten a lot of support from organizations, you know, and companies within Dubai, like The Fridge, for example, who have been, you know, instrumental in providing that framework for us to work with venues and stuff like that, and also people like, you know, like Abu Dhabi, you know, and cultural and corporate companies and parties and engagements and so on and so forth.
Right.
So it's been interesting.
So it's been quite a packed, I suppose, year as well. I mean, this is not your full time job, is it, with the band?
No, it's not. We always, you know, we always aspired to be rock stars, but unfortunately, it doesn't pay the bills. I think, actually, you know, if there's any advice that I could give someone, because I know a lot of my friends and also, you know, members of the band know a lot of people, whether it's back in Egypt or, you know, in the UK or stuff. When you make the choice as a musician, you know, to only focus on the music, of course, it's a great choice, and you know, it gives you that drive and that passion. But unfortunately, you can become a bit disheartened by what happens, yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't think that if there's any musician who really loves the music and doesn't want to change, unless they're really lucky and they're allowed to do what it is that they really want, and they have the platform, you know, the distribution platform and the marketing and so on, that will allow them to be themselves. Like, let's say somebody like Tom Waits, you know. Tom Waits can do whatever he wants, and no one cares that it's not like, you know, Lady Gaga style or Madonna style. I think having a day job, you know, it kind of like allowed us to continue to invest our money into our music.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
If we didn't have these day jobs, we would not have been able to record our albums.
Okay, right. So it makes sense really to do both. But what do you think? I mean, it's always a question I've asked. We've done many shows with musicians in the studio, etc., over the years, and I always ask, you know, what's missing on this scene, on this show? We've spoken already about art, and we're going to be talking about film next, and design, and all these sorts of things. And I'm just wondering, within the music scene of Dubai, what is missing? I know we still have various different licensing issues and things like that. What would you like to see more happening to support musicians?
I honestly believe that one of the key, because I also, I know I'm somebody who works in the media industry, and I've been in the media for 20 years. When it comes from the point of rights and intellectual property, I think one of the key issues that are missing in the region, not only in Dubai, is a performing rights society.
Okay.
And you know, if you look abroad, artists, you know, their intellectual property is protected, and they are able to monetize, you know, their music. You know, when somebody plays a song in a club or a bar or a restaurant or even in an elevator or obviously a radio station, or sync, you know, they call them sync royalties, where you get somebody who takes a song and puts it in a movie, puts it in a documentary, puts it in an advertisement, you know. A lot of musicians, you know, abroad, they get quite substantial income from these royalties. And there have been attempts to create a music, you know, performing rights society here in the Arab world, but I believe that has failed.
Okay.
And I know that there are people who are still trying to accomplish it, because it will put a lot of things into perspective.
Interesting.
And it will also, it will help, you know, a lot of the artists kind of like, you know, get that credibility.
And Sharif, sorry, I'm just conscious of time. I'd like so many more questions for you, but we've had a couple of people asking, where can we buy your music?
Well, yeah, right now the music is all available on iTunes.
Great.
So it can be downloaded on iTunes. We just put both albums up there like 2 months ago, so it's all there.
Okay. And tonight, what are you going to be doing tonight at the Fridge?
Well, we're going to take the audience through a journey of our first album and then our second album.
Wow. Okay.
We're a five-piece now, so the sound, and we got a few surprises also, like, you know, like Adham is our percussionist, Maggid is lead guitars and vocals, and myself, we're the core trio. We've added Gabriel Matuti on bass and also Ashraf Helmi on drums, but Ashraf also happens to be a classically trained pianist, so there are two or three tracks that he might be playing piano on, which should be very interesting.
Fantastic.
We have two guest musicians, Malen on flute and Pasha on violin, and they add also that organic kind of like acoustic, you know, range to the songs.
Mm.
And we're also going to basically be playing maybe two or three tracks from our upcoming album, which we're planning to record sometime this year, inshallah.
That was going to be my next question, actually, to you as well. What's next for you? But, yeah, so you've got a third album being recorded.
Yes, we're going to record it hopefully maybe last quarter of 2012 to coincide with the end of the world. So that way we'll be set.
Oh, gosh. I thought they just disproved that.
I'm just kidding.
It's only Monday, sure.
It's too early in the week, too.
Yeah.
So the name of the album is going to be Raya. And Raya basically... you know, it's hard to translate it, but it could be a flag or it could be a beacon or a combination of both, or a kind of like a statement, even, if you will.
Right. Oh, well, I look forward to that. And of course, you're going to stick with the acoustic. And
we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I'm just going to play that out again a little bit. I wish you all the very, very best. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic evening this evening with yourself and, of course, the guest performers as well. If you want to go down, just head down to the Fridge. I think the doors open usually at 7, performance at sort of 7:30, 8-ish. And it's going to be a wonderful event. Thank you so much, sir, for talking to me this afternoon. And
thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I wish you and all your band members from Dahab all the very, very best. Do you have a website that you'd like to give out possibly as well for our listeners to contact you?
Dahabband.com.
Okay, wonderful. Yep, I've got that.
And, you know, if they search for Dahab Band on Facebook, we've got a Facebook page, we've got a Facebook group.
Good.
So we always kind of update it to it. We try to do a thing on social media, you know. We try to be, you know, socially active.
Fantastic. Sharif Maghrabi, thank you once again. Have a great day and all the best for the performance this evening.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye. That's right, www.dahabband.com if you want to find out more. But of course, head down to the Fridge this evening for their Fridge concert series. As I said, I think it's about 50 dirhams. The doors open around 7:30. Check out their website as well. I think it's just the Fridge Dubai. They're on Facebook. You can't miss them as well. If you want to go down there, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening. That's Dahab.